In the past month, videos from Yellowstone National Park have gone viral, showing bison charging visitors. Bison-human incidents happen every season, sometimes causing injuries. The park is trying to figure out how to get the message across that the bison, elk, bears, and even badgers that people encounter in the park are wild, and they're also dangerous. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska tries to get a better understanding on why people continually get too close to wildlife.
There's a video online of a bison. The large, shaggy mammal is ambling alongside a hill eating grass. All of a sudden, the bull charges at a group of people about 5 feet away. Everyone is able to get out of the way except for a 9-year-old girl. She gets tossed into the air. The girl was injured and airlifted to a hospital. This video went viral earlier this summer.
Encounters occur almost on a daily basis.
That's Morgan Worthen. She's the public affairs specialist with Yellowstone National Park.
Wildlife incidents occur, probably safe to say, far too frequently, where probably on a given day, visitors somewhere in the park are getting too close to wildlife.
In Yellowstone, visitors are advised to stay 25 yards away from bison and elk and 100 yards from bears and wolves. Bison have injured more visitors to Yellowstone than any other animal. But that message never seems to get across. Kirsten Leong is a social scientist who has researched how human risk-enhancing behaviors increase visitor injuries. She says both animals and humans are guilty.
Animals learn that people are not threatening, and so they just stop responding to them. They just get used to them. They ignore them. They go about their business as if people weren't there.
This is called habituation, and biologists don't like to see this in wildlife. Leong says it allows people and animals to get closer to each other than they should. People see these huge lumbering beasts calmly walking right past cars or developed areas of the park, so visitors tend to think that these animals aren't threatening. Leong says just one person getting too close to a bison can cause a chain reaction.
If you have people who are seeing other people approach a bison and then think, oh, that they're doing it, it's okay for me to do, and then you start getting more people around them, that's when the animal's more likely to react.
That's because it begins to feel threatened by the number of people crowding around it. According to Leong's research, all of the reported bison injuries in Yellowstone from 2000 to 2015 were in developed areas. For Katie Abrams, the project lead on the Safe Wildlife Distance campaign, this makes sense.
People then change their view of that animal from being wildlife to a pet or a pest. So they might treat it as such. And so their risk perceptions are low.
The Safe Wildlife Distance campaign took research like Leong's and tried to create more effective messaging. Abrams says most people who are injured are trying to get that perfect shareable photo.
So we tried to frame keeping the safe distance from wildlife is not necessarily only preventing risk, but being very beneficial to your park experience. And so that was kind of the general approach to the long distance relationship is the best kind of relationship.
Abrams says they also found providing infographics with something visitors might be more familiar with helped people stay the correct distance from wildlife, like how many buses is 25 yards. That would be two buses.
When we go into a library, right, everybody sort of knows how to behave. It's quiet. We know to be respectful of others around us. I want people to come into a park and already have those social norms.
But she says enforcing those social norms still depends on that one person not getting too close to an animal. So when one visitor does do something stupid, with today's social media, it tends to go viral as the Today Show.
This video shows a man reaching over a fence to pet a bison at Yellowstone. At one point, the bison rears back.
After this happened, the National Park Service posted a graphic on its social media pages. A bison is chopped up into sections, which read, "Nope," "How fast are you?" "Vacation over?" and "Ouch." Abrams says this is a way to utilize an example of something not to do, to instill a positive social norm.
If I see that and I share that because I think it's funny, I'm sort of putting out there in the world, not only do I think this is funny and I get the social credit for that, but also maybe I get a little social credit because I know better.
The post has become the most popular of the summer. So next time a video goes viral of a visitor getting too close to wildlife, share it with your friends because their laughter might make someone else safe. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudalska at the Center of the West in Cody.